Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I can't tell you how many times patients have accused me of diagnosing them with COVID so that I got more money. Now, I don't make any money based on whether you have COVID or not. I do have to, as a telemedicine physician, suspect COVID and give you a warning, you know, or a suggestion to get tested and to protect others and isolate. I don't make any more money giving you that statement or not. But these rumors have circulated because the Families First Coronavirus Response Act that was designed to help patients kind of opened up a whole slew of confusion on who gets paid, why they get paid. And so let me just kind of break it down for you. So back in March, actually there were multiple bills that when COVID pandemic first came out, multiple bills came out saying, look, we want people to get tested and not have to worry about payment. I don't know if you guys remember one of the first cases of somebody who thought he might have had COVID. He had gone to, I don't know if it was a Northern California or a Washington hospital, and he got like a few $1,000 bill. And he's like, I just want to know if I got COVID. And it cost that much. And, you know, people started to talk, go, well, I don't want to get a $2,000 bill. If I have COVID, I'll just stay home. Who cares? And the government wanted to stop that. The government wanted to make sure that you felt confident enough to go and get tested or possibly treated without having to come out of pocket. So Congress passed this Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which basically told private insurance companies, Medicare, Medicaid, that they are going to have to cover the COVID test and care. This also helped protect our hospitals, because if our hospitals were going to get inundated with people with COVID, they can't be doing free care. They needed to get reimbursed. They needed to know that they were going to get coverage. And it was something I supported, because, I mean, a hospital can't go under, you know, because there's a pandemic. I mean, the government has funds to help bail out the hospitals. If it was a COVID-related complaint, the hospital gets paid. Everybody's like, well, they got more money, they got more money. That's not what we're debating. We're debating a we're discussing how there's a reimbursement so people could get care and get tested without having to come out of pocket, fear coming out of pocket, and then not leaving there and not getting tested and then spreading it. Well, with that being passed, there was also the Provider Relief Fund, a part of the CARES Act, where if a provider did the testing, they could go get reimbursed from the government. So when I'm hearing that patients are getting quote-unquote surprise bills, going, yeah, I got a $1,000 bill, $2,000 bill, I got billed for my COVID test, you start to kind of scratch your head going, what's going on? So I thought I'd kind of clarify some things, okay, because one, the bill could be an error. You know, you might want to call them and go, what the hell's going on? Or it might be because you had non-COVID stuff addressed or tested. And so your plan of action might need to have some research before. So, all right. So if a medical provider or a hospital facility received CARES Act funding, they are not allowed to bill you for a COVID test. They're not allowed to bill you for COVID care. Now, if you don't know if your doctor or your medical office got that sort of funding, there's a way to check. that there is supposed to be a website that shows it's really long. It's a lot of data, but it shows everybody who got CARES Act funding. Now, there's some debate on, well, how much funding did they get? Did it expire in July? So does that mean that doctor has to, from here on out forever, never charge you? So that's kind of now kind of being discussed. From what I understand, they're never allowed to charge you. But, again, if they only got minimal CARES Act funding, I don't know how long that lasted. If you don't have insurance, and you're like, well, if I don't have insurance, how do I get free testing? There are sites. I wrote an article on this. The Health and Human Services website provides a link of where you could go in every state for free COVID testing. So there are free testing sites. Most of the sites, you drive up, they don't collect your money, they don't collect your insurance, you get tested. So where it gets tricky, where some of you guys might be getting bills, is if you're not going to the COVID testing site, but you're having trouble breathing, or you're sick, or you're having a high fever, and you need care, or you're throwing up, or you have diarrhea, and you need an IV bag. Well, that doctor's office, that medical facility is allowed to charge. I mean, again, because they're paying for the IV bag, they're paying for, even if it's not COVID-related. So if they're testing you for strep, because you're like, well, I have a sore throat. So they test you for strep, and the provider sees you. You might be getting a bill for that strep test or for the provider seeing you. Now, this gets tricky because I don't want people assuming they have COVID when they have flu. Because if you do have flu, then you could get tested. So I want people to get a flu shot, which is why I've been advocating that people get flu shots at these free COVID sites so they could get free flu testing also. The problem is somebody has to do the treatment, somebody has to take on the liability that costs. Now, many providers out there that didn't get CARES Act funding, they can charge you. All right? And sometimes some of the paperwork that you fill out, you know, they are supposed to ask for reimbursement from the government. But for anybody who's ever, you know, been a medical provider, they could tell you, I don't get paid on every Medicare claim. I don't get paid on every Medicaid claim. So doctors can't be going under either. And so many doctors, if they didn't receive the government funding, you know, and they might bill you if they don't get the reimbursement from the insurance company. Now, when you look at the law, it looks simple. It's like, yeah, well, the doctor's supposed to get paid by the insurance company. But if the insurance company doesn't pay the doctor, then what? So if you guys have a surprise bill, one, make sure it's not an error. Two, make sure it's not because you had other things done. You said, oh, can you also refill my blood pressure medicine? Right? And for those of you that don't have symptoms and need testing, go to the free testing site so you don't get any surprise bills. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So many people are asking, is Trump going to concede? When is he going to concede? Some people thought that he conceded over the weekend because he had talked about Biden, quote unquote, stealing the election. And so and I really appreciate many of the emails and videos and news articles you guys send me. I get that there's not a lot of, shall we say, free information out there, you know, in terms of being able to access what is going on. There's, you know, some major news sources out there, and they seem to, you know, kind of, you know, control the narrative. And so when you kind of read most of the headlines, it looks like it's, you know, it's over, Trump's conceding, it's all done. And then when you start to see what else is going on there, you're like, oh, no, there's still a lot more activity going on. And there was one video that circulated, I think he's a history professor, here that explains that, you know, the concession that Trump does, would do, or any president would do, isn't really by law. It just is a symbol of, all right, guys, you know what? I'm stopping the fight. You guys can, you know, basically you don't have to hold your posts anymore. You could stand down, you know, as opposed to non-conceding, you know, there's that standby. So, you know, we're still moving on. So Trump conceding is a symbol. It isn't necessarily necessary if Joe Biden, his electoral votes don't get contested and the Electoral College meet December 14th and then they make their announcement in January. He then technically becomes president. However, when the concession happens, if it does happen, with President Trump, okay, it's probably not going to happen until he feels that he cannot invoke the 12th Amendment. Now, what is the 12th Amendment? Okay, well, again, I'm not a constitutionalist. I mean, I love the Constitution, so I'm not a constitutional scholar. But from what I understand, the 12th Amendment is let's say there's a tie in electoral votes. Or let's say there's a deadlock because, or like a hung jury, because there was enough evidence of fraud, shall we say. All right? With the 12th Amendment, that's when the House of Representatives gets involved. And the House of Representatives then will decide who's president. But it's not the 438 or 37 seats of the House of Representatives that decide. It's within the House, each state gets a vote. So California gets a vote for president. New York gets one vote for president. Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota. So Republican-leaning states would then possibly have the majority if they vote for the president. So President Trump, and again, I don't know if it would even go this far, but if President Trump feels like he is making, you know, gaining speed or gaining momentum on any of these legal fights, it doesn't look it because we're seeing in the news that many of these legal challenges are getting thrown out. But if he does have ample evidence of there being fraud and he can't, and the recounts come out super close, it could then go to the House through the 12th Amendment, and that could possibly go the way of the president. Which means if you do see President Trump concede, that means that he was not able to legally prove his evidence was enough. Now, you and I know that, you know, not every election goes completely, unfortunately, without cheating or something. I don't know how dead ballots get into the mix. I don't know how dead people vote. I don't. Which means every single election there's some sort of shenanigan going on. Personally, I would like to see that all stop. I think the second anybody sees any proof of any of that happening, there's a redo. Personally, I think it's done. I know we've been joking about it since JFK and possibly even before. And I think the idea that, well, you know what, if there's any cheating in the election, because it's only a couple votes, we'll let it slide. I think that's, I think we need to probably revisit that. Because the problem we're having with this election, and some of you ask, you know, why is it, you know, why are the states still, you know, entertaining Trump's legal team, is because you know, if they can't verify that it was only six votes that were sullied, or 600, or 6,000, and then they could extrapolate and, you know, say, look, this was going on for a while. See, in medicine, to me, it's a little bit more clear. Okay, if I have a Petri dish, and I'm doing a research study, and my Petri dish gets contaminated, and it did, that happened in undergrad. I'm not allowed to pick out the contamination parts and still use that Petri dish as research. I'm not allowed to kind of pick out the pieces and go, okay, I think the rest is okay, we could still salvage it. I have to throw out the whole Petri dish. So when something's contaminated, you have to assume the whole thing is contaminated. In law, it's different. You can't just assume there was contamination of the whole legal process. If Trump's legal team is able to make headway, and they're able to go, look, we can't, you know, tell who gets, I mean, my guess is it would go to recounts first. I still don't see it going through the 12th Amendment to the House. But if for some reason this is 2020 and things go, you know, weird this year, that's where that path goes. So I don't think we're going to see President Trump concede today. I don't think we're going to see it tomorrow. Because, again, if they're doing the recount in Georgia, if they're able to prove that there was fraudulent ballots and they're able to convince the judge that that whole petri dish was contaminated or that polling booth was contaminated or there were people working the polls, if you have somebody working a poll that could have, you know, been, could have allegedly done or proven to have done fraud, is that whole poll contaminated? So that's kind of what's going on with that. But Fox News, people have been asking me, where do I go? I mean, I watch them all. I watch CNN, I watch MSNBC, I watch Newsmax, I watch Fox News. People are pretty, pretty ticked off at Fox News. And is Fox News in trouble? I'm hearing people are boycotting. Why are people mad at Fox News? Well, they're mad because Fox News had called it when they got the electoral votes. They called it for Biden. And they, you know, with Arizona and with, you know, Pennsylvania and all that. And so, you know, when people watch Fox News, the most of the anchors, Neil Cavuto, many of them are like, okay, you know, so, you know, we're president-elect Biden. And people have been using Fox News as the anti-CNN, as the anti-MSNBC. And I've been explaining to everybody that media is media. Okay? You know, they might cater to the right or to the left, but you can't use any of these media outlets as your, shall we say, knight in shining armor for your, you know, for your political platform. Many people have issues with CNN because sometimes CNN, you know, doesn't always swing as liberal as some people like. Remember, they're media. You know, I mean, Fox News had to make an executive decision. And there's liberals in Fox News also. I mean, media has liberals, just like, you know, there's conservatives everywhere. And they had to make an executive decision. Are they going to propagate the fight for President Trump? Or are they going to move forward? Because they have, remember, their job isn't to support a Republican president. Their job isn't to support President Trump. Their job is to be a media outlet. And to make sure that people go to them for news that they believe is solid. Now, they do have opinion shows. They do have, like, Sean Hannity. I like Sean Hannity, great guy. They have, you know, Juan Williams. They do have people that express opinions right and left. Leslie Marshall. I know Leslie Marshall, great lady. She speaks for the liberal side on Fox News. But Fox, again, has to be media first. They can't, and they've been kind of fighting with Trump also. So what's going on next? So is President Trump, if he leaves the office, is he going to own Newsmax? We hear that probably not. We don't think he's going to be buying Newsmax. He might start his own network. He might have a show on Newsmax. But there is a cry for and a market for there being media that seem to be on the fringes or on the more extremes. MSNBC, very popular among the left. And if Fox News doesn't necessarily satisfy that need, you are going to see Newsmax or OANN or other, or Sky News or other news outlets do provide that. Personally, I'm looking for just the news. I don't want opinion pieces. I really don't need opinion pieces. Okay, just tell me what's going on. What are the numbers? And, you know. So, is Fox News in trouble? No. Because I remember after the Obama wins, people were like done watching Fox News or whatever. And then, you know, because if Biden does move on, you know, with a Biden administration, people are going to have beef with it. And they're going to want to go to a news outlet that covers the beef. All right, where's the beef? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Now
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is facing a tight timeline to fund the government and try to clinch a long-sought deal on a fifth coronavirus deal as they seek to wrap up their work for the year. The House returning on Monday for the first time since the election and is currently scheduled to leave Washington for the year on December 10th. Both chambers will also be out of town next week for the Thanksgiving recess. Moderna says its experimental coronavirus vaccine was 94.5% effective at protecting people from COVID-19, the second vaccine to hit a key milestone. As far as when the vaccine will be out,
this emergency use approval, I think, could happen in December. And then I think we are more talking in Q1, in the first quarter, to have a full approval.
CEO of Moderna, Stefan Bancel. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Trump campaign is urging a judge to preserve a bid to block Pennsylvania from certifying Joe Biden as the winner, claiming there's evidence that voters in Democrat-leaning counties were improperly allowed to fix errors on their ballots. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is leading President Trump's legal challenge.
You want to get down to the votes? Let's just pick Pennsylvania. We have identified 632,000 illegal votes. 632,000. It's enough to have the president win the state by 300,000, which is actually what he won it by.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, a hearing is set for tomorrow regarding that lawsuit. After a standoff with global regulators, management turmoil, and a massive safety review, Boeing is set to win U.S. approval on Wednesday to resume flights of its grounded 737 MAX. The planes have been grounded since March of 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys have a dog? Hey, got a little puppy doggy. How many of you guys walk your dog? I walk my dog. Not enough. I'm not home a lot. But I took the dog out this weekend. She loved going for a walk. You know, her little tushy. I mean, she walks me. Basically, I mean, first of all, she has a big enough backyard. I mean, you know, she acts acts like, it's so embarrassing. So I don't know if you guys ever walk your dog, and the dog acts like your house is a prison, right? You know, they start scratching on the door when they have their leash on them, right? And I have her kind of in a bridle, like a strap, because, you know, she knows how to kind of get out of the leash. She'll kind of, like, get her neck out of the leash, you know, because she wants to go run and, you know, flirt with the other dogs. She's really a hoochie mama. She really flirts with the dogs. But anyway, so she's scratching and all that, and I'm getting out of the house, and all the neighbors see her like bulls. Like our house is the house of horrors. You know, and it's like, look, I don't beat the dog. I feed the dog. You can see she's got a big tushy. She eats. And it's just embarrassing when I leave the house. She just acts like she just, yeah. So she all runs, and she's all excited. And then, you know, she has a little kind of tushy up in the air. And it really, really stinks to walk. I'm not really a fan of walking the dog. I thought walking the dog would be more fun. And it's because I have to always look around. I have to make sure there's not a car. I have to make sure there's not another, like, mean, big dog that's going to run over to my dog. And it's because my only view is the tushy. I have to look at their butt. Then she goes poo-poo. I'm like, okay, well, I've been talking about the walk all day. I said we're going to take a walk. I said to do your business before you go. And luckily in my neighborhood you can get these bags. And it's really, you basically take the bag and you inside out it. And you grab it and then you pull the bag over. And that's kind of the best way to kind of deal with the poo-poo. But me, I have to wash my hands. Then I'm like, I gotta wash my hands. Now, her tushy and her fur are dirty. So now I'm looking at a tushy that has poo-poo all over it. So anyway, I'm not a big fan of walking dogs. Well, for those of you guys not really excited about walking your dog, tummy's growling, now there's a study saying those who do walk their dog have a 78% increased risk of getting COVID. Dogs might be picking up COVID. You're being outside. So this is really interesting. This comes from the Andalusian School Public Health in Spain. Andalusian? That would probably be if it was Spanish. And the University of Granada. So they did a survey of 2,000 people in Spain. 41% were middle-aged, between 40 and 54. Oh, I'm middle-aged. So that would be me. And they asked, all right, what they had done during the pandemic and whether they had caught coronavirus. And it turned out that a good number of them had dogs. So they think in this study that dogs could be helping transmit COVID. Now we talked about this early on with, we talked about COVID early on where dogs could carry it. Now, it didn't necessarily mean a dog would catch COVID and a COVID-infected dog would cough on you and give it to you. But early on in this pandemic, we told people that if you were sick with COVID, don't sleep with the dog, because the dog will run out of your self-isolation room, go to the kids. The kids are going to snuggle and have their head all up into the dog, and then they're going to get the virus. So we think the dog can carry it, either on their fur or whatever. I have a yoga mat. As I do my crunches in the morning, my dog likes to come up to me, and she likes to sniff my nose, and she likes to lick my lips. The dog has a tough time getting to my lips because she's not that tall. So if I'm on the ground lying there, that's when she's able to lick my lips. And I'm like, no kissy mouth, you know, and she like loves it because dogs like to do that. You know, dogs, the way we express love is differently. I'll kiss the dog on the head. Dogs don't understand that. They don't get the whole kissy dog. They want mouth kisses. So when they kiss you, they lick your mouth. And now I'm like, well, gosh, you just gave me COVID. So we call her coronavirus ooze. And she doesn't like that. She's coronavirus ooze. So anyway, this study kind of looked at the lockdown in Spain from March to May 2020. It was published in the Journal of Environmental Research and revealed that living with a dog, right, and buying basic products in the supermarket and home delivery were two of probably the more common ways for people to get COVID. And in fact, they even related, or it's been actually comparable to you going back to the office to get COVID. Now, I don't want to tell you guys to not walk the dog. Okay, our dogs need exercise. And even if the dog runs around and chases the cats, or let's say you have an upstairs, downstairs, or let's say you wrestle with the dog, dogs do need outside. Dogs need to get the fresh air. Dogs need to, you know, see other dogs. They need to know that, you know, they're privileged. I don't know if you guys ever, you know, do this. I tell everybody to do this. If you think your life sucks, okay, you need to kind of see that the grass is always, you know, don't see that the grass is always greener. You need to know that your grass is pretty fine. And so you need to kind of talk to other people. And you need to kind of realize, okay, wait a second here. All right, you know, you might have a job, but this is what you have to do. And you have a boss, X, Y, and Z. And every time I listen to other people and I see what their situation is, I'm like, oh, my God, my situation is great. You need that with your dog. All right, you know, what do you think your dog is doing? You think your dog is just sniffing another person's butt because they just like the butts? They don't. Dogs don't like stink. They really don't. I don't know if you've ever farted in front of your dog. The dog doesn't like it at all. Dogs don't like stink, but what they do is they want to investigate what other dogs' lives are. So the dog will go up to this one dog or will go up to another dog and it'll smell their butt and they're like, oh, you get to eat this? Or they know a lot. The dog can assess everything that goes on. You thought Secret Service knew what the hell was going on. These dogs can figure out where another dog sleeps, how many times a dog gets washed, if the dog gets yummy eats, what they eat, because that dog investigates. And it's not that it's because they like the other dog. They just need to know that if there is their situation livable. And the funny thing is I notice after the walk, my dog looks at me going, you know what? Yeah. Let's go home. I have a good. I'm like, I know you have a good. Because one, you sleep in mama's bed. Two, I only wash you once a week. I don't wash you every day like a shit. She doesn't like bath time. I gave her a bath this morning. She hates it. I put her in the shower so she gets to take a shower. But then again, I'm going to ask my husband, does he like taking a shower with me? So, you know, I have to shower her and then she's cold and she doesn't like it or whatever. And then, you know, she gets to eat the cat food. The cats, they don't like the chow. The cats like wet pate and meat cutlets and they like it on like a cavity dish. So she gets to eat like that. You know, she gets to order the cats around. She gets to chase cats around. She gets to be a prima donna and she gets to watch football. All right? Because I mean, she likes football. I know she does. Because she'll, like, 10 a.m. on a Sunday, she's like, Mommy, Mommy. I'm like, don't worry, we'll get the football. And then I put the football on and she watches football with me. My other cat watches football, too. I think it's maybe the green, maybe the color. I don't know. Maybe it's just an easier thing to watch because you have the, I forget which animal's colorblind. But anyway, so for those of you having a dog, this does not mean that, you know, it does not mean that you're going to get coronavirus. But keep in mind that if that dog is sniffing another dog and getting in touch with another dog, you know, it might Trojan horse the COVID coming in. And maybe another reason also is because when you are outside, you're outside your household little microbiome, and so you're running into other people. And I keep a distance. Right? Because of the leash and all that. And like, oh, your dog is cute and, you know, whatever. But, you know, you are around other people. And, you know, so I don't know. It's a study that I don't like. Not a big fan of, you know, of this. Because technically you're not supposed to catch COVID from your pet. I think there might have been one case where one might have gotten it from their cat. I need to double check that. But right now we don't believe our animals. You don't have to put them down, you know, but let them go for a walk. Okay, you know, tickle them a little bit, shave the hair around their tushy area. A lot of you guys are not taking the dog to the groomer. I haven't been. I've been grooming the dog myself. One, it saves money, and two, it's because she doesn't want to go to the groomer. But, you know, you might want to kind of clean up the hair, because that kind of deals with the whole poop being stuck on the fur. It's more work for me. I don't think I get COVID. I think I get an ulcer when I take my dog out. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Guys, we are back. back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're praying for Tommy Lasorda. He is in the intensive care, from what we found out, battling some heart issues. Legendary Los Angeles Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda, Hall of Famer, has been admitted to the ICU in a hospital in Orange County, California this weekend. Apparently, the 93-year-old Major League Baseball legend was in the hospital for about a week or so, and his hospital, of course, made a turn for the worse, and he had to be put on a ventilator. This is according to TMZ. We do not believe he is suffering from COVID-related complications. The L.A. Dodgers have tweeted that Hall of Fame great Tommy Lasorda has been hospitalized in Orange County. Lasorda, 93 years old, was admitted, and he's into intensive care, resting comfortably. The family appreciates everyone's thoughts and prayers. However, they requested privacy at this time. As you know, Lasorda was inducted into the Hall of Fame back in 1997 after winning two World Series and 1,599 games managing the L.A. Dodgers. Pitcher, he's just the face, having been born in L.A., you just couldn't. Tommy Lasorda was, just Mr. California. He was just, he is. And sending prayers, hope he's able to make it through. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you're starting to hear on multiple news outlets, Joe Biden starting to choose people for his cabinet if he takes over office January 20th. Well, we're being told that Nancy Pelosi is urging members to not join the new administration because Democrats are worried that the seats could flip to the GOP. Nancy Pelosi already is I don't believe she's been voted as to be, again, the majority leader. But she's telling House members now is not the time to leave. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer has warned Biden transition team to not poach any representatives. Democrats already narrowed their majority in elections earlier this month, are on track to lose around a dozen seats to Republicans. A slimmer House majority lessens Democrats' ability to get through legislation. They said Biden's transition team has already been talking to some lawmakers like Anthony Brindisi, and I'm not sure which district he's in. And the former vice president has a list of 30 Democrats in the House and Senate he could tap for in his administration. So the Democratic leadership is telling everybody, can you hold off? Because then those elections, well, then there would be, I guess, runoff elections, or I'm not exactly sure how those seats would get filled. And for those seats that are already in areas that, you know, were consumed by this quote-unquote red wave that has been debated, it looked like on the night of election night it was a red wave, Senate, House, and presidency, it shows they're concerned. And it's really interesting because seeing the Democrats concerned to this level and seeing many on social media going, I want to celebrate, but I'm nervous. I think they know that there's still stuff to be nervous about. You know, do I think it's still going to go the way of Joe Biden? I do. It looks like the courts keep kicking out, challenges that Trump's administration has been putting forth. But then again, we're not hearing the full story. So, you know, it's hard when you're only getting one story from the media. But it will be interesting to see what happens. But I think the Democrats do realize that they have to kind of rethink a lot of their messaging. In fact, they've already started to rethink the defunding the police. That probably wasn't very successful for them or very effective for them. So we'll see what happens. But, upstate New York Democrats Rep. Anthony Brindisi has already been on calls with the Biden transition team. Now, this is also going to be very, very interesting because, you know, with politicians, I always kind of watch who comes first, the party or their careers? And usually for the average congressman or politician or senator, if they vote their party's base, then they are going to get the backing of the party. They might get funds for their campaign from that party. Their base in their state or district is going to support them. And so it's in their best interest to vote And that's why we see many of them do vote. I mean, unless it's going to hurt their state. You know, they try to stick along party lines. But if some of them are looking at a Harris administration and they're thinking they'll be able to move up and get into higher paying jobs, I it would be very interesting to see how many of them jump on that bandwagon. And, you know, I Biden doesn't have a lot of people to choose from if he can't go to the House or Senate, you know. So it's this is where some selfishness starts to kind of take it. It would be on the Republican side also. You know, those who, I mean, you know, it's it, you know, seeing the rise of Kamala Harris, you know, she had lost in the primary. She was one of the first to lose in the primary. I thought she would have gone farther. I really did. I thought she would have gone farther. But then for her to now possibly be the first woman president, anything could happen in politics. And I think a lot of people look at the Kamala Harris story thinking, well, I want that to be me. And they're looking at their path in Congress. And they're looking at, you know, well, I could maybe get reelected and then maybe I could go for governor. But if you could fast track into a Biden administration, especially with the way the election went, with probably promises that you'd be with a Harris administration, I don't see a lot of people listening to Pelosi. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Also in news, American Airlines has cut all flights to London from JFK, Chicago, and Charlotte in December due to lack of demand. Amid COVID crisis, American Airlines is going to suspend several flights to London in December. They'll be halting passenger flights to New York City, Chicago, Charlotte. The airline is going to continue to run its Chicago and New York City cargo flights to London. They hope to lift this in January, but American Airlines said there's low demand, so they're going to cancel their flights. Again, remember I told you guys you might need to look ahead with Christmas and all that, because I don't know how well the airline industry is going to do. And if they don't think they're going to make enough money, then those flights are going to be gone. So the airline had said they're going to halt its passenger service flights to London Heathrow from New York City's John F. Kennedy Airport, Chicago O'Hare International Airport, and North Carolina's Charlotte Douglas International Airport throughout the month of December. I am supposed to be flying to London on my way to Israel. I think I'm going to be on a different airline, but that is definitely something to, you know, start to, like I said, if you guys have flights, you might want to take a look at that. They might resume by January 6th. So we'll keep you guys posted. Boy Scouts of America is heading for bankruptcy. They've had over 82,000 claims of sexual abuse. Claims are still being accepted until the end of today, from what we understand. Attorney Andrew Van Arsdale said, based on what we are hearing from survivors, sexual abuse was a rite of passage in troops across the country. Now, this is heartbreaking. I mean, my boys were in the Boy Scouts. I mean, I was in the Girl Scouts. I never saw this. But then again, you start to wonder when you see all these claims, and you start to wonder, you know, what the hell happened. I also wonder, because a lot of dads were with their kids. You know, I mean, a lot of dads went on the trips. So I'm, you know, but then again, but unfortunately, it's taking the Boy Scouts down. In response to the claims, a spokesperson for Boy Scouts of America said the organization was devastated by the number of lives impacted by past abuse in scouting. They said, we are heartbroken and we cannot undo their pain. So we are, from what I understand, after bankruptcy, I don't know if they did file for bankruptcy protection in February, because they were facing hundreds of lawsuits. They think people filing claims could surge past 20,000, but at the time, but now we're looking at over 82,000. 1-877-DOT-SOLID, don't go away.
Rebel. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.